words in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh the devil, and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in a time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth, and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they, which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience. Thanks be to God. In the name of our Lord, a few remarks in celebration of a precious heritage which we have received from those who have gone before us. Several years ago, I was thumbing through some old books that had belonged to my grandfather. I never knew my grandfather directly because he had been born almost exactly 100 years before I was born, and then died several years before I ever saw the light of day. As I was taking through a book, a sheet dropped out. It was that old-style, very thin paper that we used to call onion skin. Since most of my grandfather's personal papers had been destroyed in a fire when he was about 70 years old, this sheet was for me a rare contact with the past, a tangible, direct link to a man whom I had never met face to face. I began to read what was on the sheet with great interest. The first paragraph had a very ominous tone to it. It read as follows. I take it that we all agree in this general statement that whatever we are as to our faith, mind, and feeling, we are so as a consequence of the grind of events that we have lived through and experienced. These were the words of an elderly man, thinking back over a career that stretched back at that point several decades. He sensed that he had been through a grind of events. Life in America for this peasant class immigrant from a farm on a rocky slope in Scandinavia had provided many temporal and physical blessings and advantages, things that he never would have enjoyed in the old country. But it had also left him with a sense that he had been through a grinder in his life. He went on to tell of an incident from the year 1874, the very first year of his work in the ministry. He had just completed his theological education under Dr. Walther and others at Concordia St. Louis. And he had been sent to Dakota Territory to work among the Scandinavian and German immigrants who were thronging into the valley of Red River of the North. His task was to organize congregations and schools among the immigrants. He could preach and teach in three languages, so he was a very good candidate for this work. His first place of residence, his first parcel issues